Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhaktavinda Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhya Lila, Chapter 12, The Cleansing of the Gundicha Temple, Text 49. Ramananda Kahe. Okay. Ramananda kahe tumi ishvara statantra kahe tomar pai tumi naha paratantra. Ramananda kahe, Ramananda said, tumi, you, Ishvara, the Supreme Lord, svatantra, independent, kahe tomar pai. Why should you be afraid of anyone? Tumi naha, you are not paratantra dependent. Translation, Ramananda Rao replied, my Lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone. So this is the, they were requesting, even Ramananda Roy requested that the Lord should see the king, and Lord Chaitanya is not budging, because for a sannyasi, he has to be very careful about his social dealings. After all, sannyas is a social thing. It's not considered a purely spiritual status. It's a social status which can be used in Krishna's service, but in and of itself, it's not. So therefore, there are some rules and regulations that apply. And even though Ramananda Roy was such an intimate associate of Lord Chaitanya, still we see Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not agreeing to see the king. Although sometimes he disregards social customs also. There was the time that Lord Chaitanya was, there was a little boy, who was very beautiful little boy, and he was attracted to Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya was showing him his special favor and kindness. And sometimes he would embrace the boy because he reminded everyone of Krishna. But the, one of Lord Chaitanya's dear associates pointed out that, my dear Lord Chaitanya, it's very nice that you're showing so much favor to this little boy, but there's one problem. His mother is a widow and she's very young and attractive. People will talk. What about that? So, Lord Chaitanya was not very, he didn't receive that advice so well. Even though it was done with love and devotion still. So he is, as Ramananda Roy points out, he is the independent Ishvara, Svatantra. He can do whatever he likes. Sometimes he follows social customs, and sometimes he does not. That's his position. He can do that. But because Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is actually Krishna appearing as a devotee, he's more careful when he came as Krishna. He didn't concern himself so much with the formalities. But Lord Chaitanya, as a devotee, had to play the part very carefully to set the example, even in the case of his dear disciple, Chota Haridas. He would not allow him to come into the company, into his company, because of a slight negligence on the part of a sannyasi. Okay. Caring, we'll continue in text 50. Prabhu kahe ami manusha ashrame sannyasi kaya manovakyevya vahade bhayavasi. When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, "I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words." These are the three tridanda, the three rods that the Vaishnav sannyasi holds. They represent that one engages his mind, body, and words in the service of the Lord. Tridanda, as opposed to the Mayavadi sannyasis, they have ekadanda, just one rod, because they think they're one. Everything is one. So this is very exemplary, that because it's become quite common that swamis or yogis or gurus are often eulogized by their followers as being God. And generally they accept it. At least in the West, it's quite common. And also in the East, it's quite common that, yes, you've realized now that I'm actually God. But just because someone takes sannyas and people address him, Namo Narayan, I offer my respectful obeisances to you, Narayan, one should not become puffed up thinking that now he's become Narayan. And he should not allow others to say that. There was one incident, even in our movement, there was some misunderstanding amongst some of the disciples. Prabhupada's position that he might have been the Supreme Personality of Godhead somehow. Prabhupada was very upset. He didn't tolerate it for even a second, just as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not tolerating for a second. Now, someone may get confused. Well, if he is the Supreme Personality of God, why is he denying his position? Sounds complicated. But he's playing a particular part. And as a devotee, he cannot take that position. He's playing the part of a sannyasi, as a devotee, as an ordinary person. Just like, why is Krishna rubbing his eyes out of fear? Mother Yashoda is chasing after him with a stick. So you may say, well, why is he afraid? He's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Certainly he can do something to defend himself against her stick. No, it's lila, it's pastime. Oh. It's for his enjoyment. Everything is ultimately that he performs when he comes. It's his pastimes. He may also fulfill other things, may be fulfilled by his activities, but ultimately he can do everything by his energies. So when he does come and perform some activities, the primary reason is that it's his pleasure. He's the supreme enjoyer, Parampurusha. Next verse, 51. Shuklavastrem masibindu yaichena lukaya sanyasira alpachidra sarvaloke gaya. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent. Well, this is a practical statement, and that in another place Prabhupada explains that people really do expect a sannyasi to not be involved in mundane sense gratification. They want that because the sannyasi is given so much respect. Everyone in society is supposed to accept him as a spiritual master, pay obeisances and hear from him, and give charity. So therefore the expectation is very high that this person is actually going to, he's actually renounced. That's the point. And the primary renunciation is, of course, the renunciation of intimate dealings with the opposite sex. That is primary. And along with that, or something that leads to that, is he's supposed to control his senses, especially the tongue, because if one doesn't control the tongue, then he can't control the other senses. And just like we were saying, that Lord Chaitanya even rejected his own beloved devotee, Chota Haridas, because of a slight negligence in his behavior. And the reason is, Lord Chaitanya did want to have sannyasis in Kali Yuga. Sometimes the question comes up, or even the challenge comes up, you're not, sannyasis forbidden in the Kali Yuga. So why do we have sannyasis? Sannyasis are necessary for spreading the Sankirtan movement. Their particular function is especially to travel and preach, and it's very important. And Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed that one can take sannyas in Kali Yuga. Not only did he show, but Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur and other Vaishnavas, our own spiritual master Srila Prabhupada. So it means that one should not take sannyas and think that one has become God or preach Mayavad philosophy in that dress. One can be a sannyasi if he can follow the regulative principles and preach Krishna consciousness. Then it's a wonderful crowning glory to his life of devotional service, and it's recommended. But a sannyasi has to be careful of his behavior. He can't say that I'm a Vaishnava and it doesn't matter, I'm transcendental, I can do whatever I like. No. It's true that a sannyasi is not, or shall we say a Vaishnava, is considered to be beyond the modes of material nature and not, but that's the purpose for taking sannyas. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur established the sannyas wearing saffron, specifically because the Babajis, the Paramahansas, they wear white. So he didn't want to establish sannyas in that category because a Paramahansa is a Vaishnava. A Vaishnava is supposed to be Paramahansa. So he gave the saffron dress to his sannyasis to indicate that they are not on the Paramahansa stage. There are four stages of sannyas, and Paramahansa is the fourth stage. Parivajakacharya, Kudichak, Bahudak, four stages. Continuing in the next verse. Rai kai katapapir kariyacha avyati Ishvara sevaka tomara bhakta gajapati. Ramanandara replied, my dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This king Prataparudra, the king of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee. Now, this is an example of how the Vaishnavas are considered more merciful than the Lord himself. The Lord himself had already rejected the idea of meeting with the king. The reason is, for a sannyasi to associate with a materialistic person is forbidden. He's not supposed to do that. In fact, there are some, even today, some sampradayas, that a sannyasi is forbidden to cross the sea. They won't go across the sea. I was speaking when I was in South India, I was speaking with some sannyasis when I was doing our cosmology work, and I threw out the idea, maybe you could come over to the West, and no, that's not possible. But Bhaktisiddhanta sent his sannyasis across the sea, so... And why not go across the sea? Because that's where the Malechas and the Yavanas and the Chandalas reside in large numbers. And going there is very dangerous. There was some talk about when Prabhupada was young that when he got older that he might go to England and become a barrister. Barrister means attorney. And Prabhupada's father said, no, I will not let my son go there and become affected by that. He wouldn't let him go. So there's something, association is so powerful that even if someone is advanced, he has to be careful about his association. There was a discussion, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and there was the discussion was that if we hear, what's the harm in hearing once in a while from some Mayavadis? Because if we're fixed in our Krishna consciousness, we're advanced, but our love for Krishna is strong, then why would we be affected? And the topic came around to Saurabh Damodar Goswami, Lord Chaitanya's personal secretary. And he pointed out that even if one is on the level of Baba, when he hears that the living entity and the Supreme Lord are one, it's so contaminating that he may fall down. Therefore, one shouldn't think that he's above falling down. Prabhupada said that your problem in the West is sometimes you're not afraid enough of falling down. We're quite, bold. We don't think that we'll fall down so easily. We can dabble with the material energy. But we have to be afraid, because at any moment, this material energy is so powerful. Who can say that he has no attraction to even Lord Brahma? That pastime of Brahma's falling down is to teach us a lesson that even if you're as powerful as the one who creates all the different bodies, and even in association with one's own daughter, the possibility is there. Therefore, one should be extremely careful. After all, our plan, our hope is that we can give up our attachments and then go back to the spiritual world where everything is spiritual and we don't have to worry about falling down. Krishna promises when you return, you'll never come back again to this material world. These slaps that we're getting from Maya and different species and the opportunity that we're getting, this is to teach us a good lesson that we won't forget ever again. So therefore, Krishna's not giving so easily that one can go back to Godhead and still hold on to material attachments. One has to give them up. Continuing. Rayakahe. Oh, I read that. Okay. Pardon? 53, yes. Prabhukahe purna jayche dugdera kalas sura bindu pate keha nakare parash. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, there may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. So, in other words, there may be some, in other ashrams, there may be some leeway, but not in the sannyasa ashram. It's not allowed. Otherwise, the whole system of the varnashram system will be lost. So, I remember Prabhupada gave sannyas here. It was the second sannyas ceremony in the movement, and I was here in 1970. And Prabhupada was, and they were all young men getting sannyas. So, he said many things, but one thing that I remember was he said that now that you are taking sannyas, it doesn't mean that you won't have material desires sometimes. He said, but now you cannot act on them. That's the difference. Others may have, Brahmacharya may have, Grihastha may have, but the sannyasi, he cannot act on them anymore. So this drop of liquor is contaminated, and even if it's one drop of liquor in the pot, it makes the pot contaminated. You can't wash it out. So, continuing. Yadyapi Pratapurudra Sarva Gunavan Tanhare Malina Koila Eka Raja Nam. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. The reason is because the king, he's wrapped up in the material association. He has many wives. Generally a king has, except Lord Ramachandra only had one wife, but that's very unusual. We read in the Vedas, we generally don't hear, even Lord Krishna's father had 17 wives. And the Kshatriyas generally have many wives, especially a great king. So they're surrounded by beautiful women and opulence and wealth, and they're eating very palatable dishes. Pounds, shillings, pence. So that's the idea, that as soon as one takes up that lifestyle, then it's like Yamuna Acharya, he said, Yadavadi mama cheta Krishna padara vinde navanava rasa dhyamana jyaturun tumasi tadavati patarani sangame smaryamani bhavati mukavikara sushtuni stivanamcha. Because he was formerly a king before he became a great devotee. And he said, since I've been engaged in devotional service, realizing ever new pleasure, whenever I think of the activities that I did when I was a king, I spit at the thought and my lips curl with distaste, especially his relationship with women. And that's the principle. So Lord Chaitanya's pointing out that because of the name king, everything's infected now. In the sense that he's recognizing him, that he's a great devotee, but still I have to avoid because of social considerations. Continuing. Tatapi tomara jadi mahagraha hoy tabeyani milaha tumi tanhara tanoi. If you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me. Admavai jayate putra e shastravani putrara milane jena milibe apani. It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me. Lord Chaitanya's heart is so soft. He's so kind-hearted. He couldn't bear the thought of disappointing the king, because they told him that if the king doesn't get a chance to meet with you, then he's going to accept the life of some type of a yogi. Not a real yogi, but he's going to wear one earring and go off and give up his kingdom or commit suicide or some horrible thing. He made the statement, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's appeared in the world to save everyone except the king named Prataparudra. That was his. He was so disheartened. But the devotees, they didn't give up. They went on and on trying to figure out ways to bring this person to Krishna. So this is the devotee. Even Lord Krishna, he said, first of all, you have to surrender, then I'll save you. But Lord Chaitanya, in the mood of a devotee, he runs after the conditioned souls, trying to bring them back, going into the forest of material existence to get them. And even more merciful than Lord Chaitanya as a devotee is Lord Chaitanya's devotees. They didn't give up on Prataparudra Maharaj, seeing the Lord, nor did they give up on Mukunda when Lord Chaitanya rejected, nor did they give up on Chota Haridas when he was rejected by Lord Chaitanya. So, how merciful are the devotees of Lord Chaitanya? How much are we fortunate to be in the association of the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, who don't give up? When, in the earlier days of the movement, it was more or less considered that when someone joined that they were going to stay permanently. It wasn't considered that they would leave. So when someone did leave, it was quite a shock. And Prabhupada used to send the devotees back, go bring him back. And he's gone, go get him. The idea was unthinkable that someone could actually give up Krishna consciousness or leave the association. So devotees would go and try to bring them back. But that's the nice mood. That's the mood of a Vaishnava, mood of a Lord Chaitanya's devotees, that he wants to see everyone become a devotee. Even the non-devotees, even though it may seem, because sometimes the words are given in the scriptures, karmi, or mudha, or different names like that, different terms that indicate that someone is a materialistic person. And we may use those words, but it's not using those words out of hatred. It's not envy. There needs to be those words used just to distinguish what is a devotee, what is not a devotee. Otherwise, everything becomes all mixed up and you can't tell what is the proper behavior. There is different behavior for a devotee than a non-devotee. But still, Vaishnava wants to turn all the crows. I saw some crows out here this morning. I was thinking, you should become swans. Why are you staying like this? You should give up this nonsense crow life. Vyasam Tirtham. Vyasam Tirtham means, Prabhupada compared the bookshops, the mundane bookshops, to pilgrimage places for crows. And where all filthy refuse goes. And he wanted us to distribute so many of Krishna books that it would overflood. It would just completely overpower. All the other books would just be removed. Well, that's our task here at ABT headquarters. We have to print so many books that the other books just get blown away. Okay, continuing. So he's saying bring the sun, and the purport, bring the king's son. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.78.36, it is said, Atma vai putra utpana iti vedanushasanam. The Vedas enjoin that one is born as his own son. The Son is non-different from the Father, and this is admitted in every revealed scripture. In Christian theology, it is believed that Christ, the Son of God, is also God. Both of them are identical. This statement was made by Balaram, if I'm not mistaken, in regards to the killing of Ramaharshan Sutta, because he killed him with a Kusha weapon, and the sages objected. They said, well, but we placed him, we gave him benediction for long life, and we put him on the Vyasasan so he would speak, and now you've killed him, so what about our benediction? And so there was some discussion, and finally he offered to bring him back to life, but they said no, because you must have had some good reason for killing him. We don't want to counteract your good reason. But still, we think some penance, if you can adjust things. So the adjustment was, yes, I'll give the benedictions that you gave to the Father, we'll transfer them to the Son, Sutta Goswami. So he will be able to, he'll have the long life, he'll be able to speak the Bhagavatam. Because the Son, that the Vedas enjoin that one is born as his own son. So there's no difference. Text 57. Tabe rai jai sabha rajare kohila prabhura agyaya tangra putra lana oila. Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, brought the king's son to see him. On another occasion, when Lord Krishna came back to Dvaraka and the queens were receiving him, and so they wanted to embrace him, but socially it's not acceptable for showing so much affection publicly. It's our Vedic system that's private. So even the queens and Krishna, they were observing that etiquette. So they, in their hearts, they wanted to embrace their beloved Lord. But instead of personally doing so, they sent their sons. And their sons, they embraced, Krishna embraced them. And so in this way, the queens were able to enjoy transcendentally, vicariously through their sons. So that principle is there. So now the sons, this is a wonderful part of Chaitanya Charitamrita, how this prince, see what happens to the prince. Sundara Rajara Putra Shamala Varan Kishor Vayasa Dirga Kamala Nayan. The prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. Pitambara Dhare Ange Ratna Abharana Shri Krishna Smarane Tena Hoila Udipana. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Tanre deki Mahaprabhura Krishna Smriti Hoila Prema Veshe Tanra Mili Kohite Tagila. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. So I'll stop there. If there's any questions, we have a few minutes. Yes? he gave up his kingly dress. He left behind his crown. All his vestments were put aside, and he went out wearing a simple cloth. So he had renounced. He had become a vanaprastha. He had gone to the forest. He was no longer a king. Yes, out of respect. They also call a sannyasi king, Maharaj. King of his senses. He's supposed to be Goswami, means master of the senses. Any other?
Those statements, like the one of Chota Haridas, and we're all familiar how it may appear to be extremely like, you know, how is it possible that a lady who is like a grandmother, and Chota Haridas went just to beg for a little bit of rice, and for nowadays it's like a big deal, you know, it's like it's just a little thing. So I was just considering also the other aspect that sometimes the scriptures are very strong in one side, but that some other times it becomes a little bit lenient. So like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in other parts is Patita Pavana. He came to save the most fallen. And we know we have the example of Yagai Madai. Yes. Then Prabhupada took away from that old tradition and he came, you know, like what is this about not crossing the ocean? He came to give to the Yavanas and Malechas, all of us. Then, at the same time that he apparently broke away from all these traditions, you know, that his new sannyasis are going to be involved in preaching and comparing those two opposites of dealings here in, you know, we're trying to be outreach and meet people, and the sannyasis are going to be meeting, you know, various celebrities, different kinds of people, and at the same time, how to maintain that. Can you...
Yes, the Lord and his devotees are sometimes compared as hard as a thunderbolt and as soft as a rose. So that's the characteristics of the Lord and his devotees. Sometimes they're very strict, hard like a thunderbolt, no. And sometimes they're very soft like a rose. Prabhupada was also like that. Sometimes he was, in certain things, he would not budge an inch. And other things, as you said. So that's the prerogative of the Lord and his devotees, is that they know how to please the Lord in all circumstances. Just like Ashvatthama. Who could have been more sinful than Ashvatthama? Killed the five sleeping sons of the Pandavas while they were... Yes. But yet... He wasn't killed. His life was spared. Whereas in the case of Ramaharsha and Sutta, all he did was fail to stand up. Balaram came in to the assembly. Everyone else stood up or paid obeisances. He failed to do that. So you might have think, well, there should be some chastisement here. But instead, he got the Kusha weapon, the very severe chastisement. So therefore... Vaishnavaya Kriya Mudra Vigaya Nabujaya. And it was concluded that Balaram said, yes, I should pay penance. So please award some penance for me, because although it was allowed, it was okay for me to do it because he's the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But others could not have done such a thing. So therefore, he was willing to take the penance. And we should also be willing to take the penance. Sometimes we make mistakes and we try to avoid getting any penance or criticism. We want to avoid that. But actually, for the sake of establishing Dharma, we should be willing to accept the penance, even if it's difficult for us to take some insult or some loss of respect. I think we'll stop there. Thank you very much. Shri Chaitanya Charitamrita ki jai. Lord Jagannath Subhadra Baladev ki jai. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Would you be willing to do the reading also on Friday? Wednesday.
If you want.
Okay, that'd be nice.
If you're sure.
Okay, thank you, Maharaj.